who have been wondering, scientists now know why wombat poop comes out in cubes. Did anyone know that wombat poop comes out in cubes?
No, but I know why ours are tapered. Do you know?
So the door doesn't slam shut.
Exactly.
All right.
And you tell me that we were just happened along. We were obviously intelligently designed.
Apparently so was this. You should see these adorable little poo cubes. Wombats, which are native to Australia, are known across the globe for their cuteness and their unique poop, which comes out in cubes. The geometrical fecal phenomenon has long been a mystery until now.
can we have the applause for her, please?
Say that five times fast. Eat your heart out, Tom Cruise. A team of scientists finally cracked the science behind wombat poo and published their findings in the aptly named Soft Matter Journal last month. I'm not making this up.
That sounds like one of those other magazines we haven't heard about yet. I'm going to give up Maximum and go to Soft Matter.
According to the paper, which was called Intestines of Non-Uniform Stiffness Mold the Corners of Wombat Feces. Researchers from Georgia Institute of Technology and the University of Tasmania and all kinds of other stuff dissected dead wombats that died after being hit by vehicles. They didn't go out and kill them. All right. And then dissected.
Good for them.
Did a little extra driving on Saturday. Just
funk. There's another one.
It's for science.
An accident.
So they dissected these already dead wombats and noticed that the guts of the creatures contain layers of muscle and tissue with two stiff areas and two more flexible ones. After creating a mathematical model to emulate how this gut might expand and contract during food digestion, the researchers determined that after feces are dried out in the extremely long wombat colon, which is roughly 10 meters.
Oh, wow. That's a journey.
The stiff and flexible regions contract in tandem, sculpting the poop into its unique shape.
I don't think I'm old enough to hear this.
Probably not.
This is science.
It is.
We have to trust it.
Some other guy with very long credentials, he says that the wombats typically leave their turds at, quote, prominent points in their home range, such as around a rock or a log, to communicate with each other.
Why didn't we think of that?
Hieroglyphics?
It's like Scrabble pieces.
I never have to talk to anybody again.
The best we can do is leave a horse head in the bed.
And that's a lot harder to come by.
I left this poo here for you to let you know that I was here.
Our research found that these cubes are formed within the last section of the intestines and finally proves that you really can fit a square peg through a round hole.
How do we know they're round?
But wait, there's more. The only remaining mystery is why wombats evolved to defecate cubic droppings in the first place. The authors of the paper speculated that the animals perhaps needed square-shaped poop for the purposes of latrine stability. In other words...
They're easier to stack.
Yes.
Go ahead, keep reading.
Wombats evolved... Face. It's almost done. Wombats evolved to climb on rocks and logs to mark territory and needed a unique form of fecal matter that wouldn't easily slide onto the ground.
And no other creature does that,
so
right?
So they evolved their own poop. While the science behind wombat dung might seem to have limited real-world applications, we know what you're all thinking. Georgia Institute of Technology's Patricia Yang, another author of the study, said it could help detect colon cancer or even assist companies in developing new ways of creating cube-shaped products. I don't know if people will be interested in cubic sausages in future, but this could change the way we shape soft matter or how we can manipulate soft robots in future.
How many tax dollars were spent on this?
Well, first of all, it was in... Australia.
And
so
Tasmania somewhere?
Yes, the University of Tasmania. Yeah. And
that Foster's must be something else.
Well, I don't know if you're interested in any cube sausages. That was terrible.
Check out my wombat.
Oh, look at these cubes.
I thought they were just...
You can tell he's nearby.
I thought they just came from a... Oh, jeez.
Sorry. What were you going to say?
Forget about it.
It's not
that funny anymore.
Nothing else ever will be again.
Just live in the shadow of your joke.
Live in the shadow of my wombat poo covered rocks.